Truck Sales. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff, and I was just following up. I believe that someone had called and spoke with my coworker Nicole. She had a bad connection; she could barely hear. So I was just following up for her and seeing how we could help you out.
Just responding to a mailer you sent out.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Looking for some working capital.
Excellent, excellent. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on that mailer?
Yes.
Okay, could you please repeat that back to me, just 4 digits at a time?
2411.
Okay.
3401.
All right.
0034.
34, got it.
5158.
5158, no problem. Just one moment here, and I'll pull up the information that we have for you on file. And is this JB I'm speaking with?
That is correct.
How you doing today? My name is Zach.
Zach, thanks for calling me back.
No problem there. And you are with Mid-State Truck Sales, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We just got a new phone system this week, and we're having some issues here and a couple drop calls. Is there a good phone number that I could reach back out to you just in case the call drops?
Well, I thought you'd just call me.
No, I did, but if the call drops, we got a new phone system, basically, so we're experiencing drop calls when people call in, and we would call out sometimes. They're trying to work the bugs out. So if it were to disconnect, I would like to be able to reach back out to you. You know, is that the...
Four.
Okay.
443.
Got it.
4888.
Perfect. Thank you. And then we'd just like to verify the information that we have as far as your address is concerned. Are you still at the 1370 Emig Road in Columbus, Ohio?
Correct.
Excellent. And then the business classification, is it a proprietorship, an LLC, partnership?
Sole proprietorship.
Okay. Perfect. And then, so what you had received today was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a multitude of programs and we can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Mm-hmm. What's your typical interest rate? I know you're probably going to tell me depends on the credit.
It does. Were you looking to bring on equipment or was it capital?
Capital.
Okay. So we have, our loans are unsecured. Meaning that the majority of the risk is on our side, and typically they start at about 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. So let's say, you borrowed $100,000. In best case scenario, you pay back 110 over the period of the loan. Typically, I don't see it that often. Credit is an issue, time in business, cash flow, type of business as well. They all do affect what kind of rates you would receive for those loans. But that's
say if you borrow 100, you pay back as 110 over what period of time?
Exactly. So some of our programs are less than a year, so that's why we don't have an actual interest rate or an APR, because it's tough to annualize those. So it could go from anywhere from 6 months all the way up to 18 to 24 months. So if that were a two-year loan, it actually breaks down to about 5%.
Right.
So
credit determines how long the loan is.
Well, there's several factors. Again, time in business, cash flow, credit. So there's a couple of things that underwriting likes to look at to determine, what would be the best fit for the business itself. Mm-hmm. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that you were looking for, or a specific term, or?
Well, the amount would be somewhere around $50,000, and the term I wouldn't want it any less than, probably 36.
Okay. Typically, our first-time customers, just to be as straightforward as possible, I rarely see approvals for 36 months. You would probably be looking at anything between 6 and 18 months. But again, about halfway through the loan, with good payment history, we can extend that term to what you're looking for. It's just a matter of establishing a relationship with us, and then things get better from there. And if you're looking for equipment, it's a totally different program. Those are 2 to 5 years. Rates start in the low single digits, and it would be a monthly payment. Typically, no down payment as well, just the first month's payment. It's kind of like your car loan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. What was this for an upcoming project, or are you looking to expand or bring on some extra people?
I need some additional inventory.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And you know, with that 50, what kind of return would you say that you could get with that?
Oh, we don't have a high rate of return. We're usually somewhere under 20%.
Okay. Okay. So another benefit of our loans, as they are unsecured, so it is a little more expensive, but there is a trade-off as well. There are some significant discounts in regards to paying it back early. Depending on the program, a certain program, it forgives 25% of the remaining interest. Other programs we have forgive, 6% of the remaining balance. So there is a little bit of trade-off there as well, just to kind of counter the higher cost of the unsecured loan. If that makes sense.
I understand that. So.
Okay.
Usually, what type of equipment are you usually financing?
Anything that any business can use to generate capital. We actually, for a hotel, we finance the entire lock systems for the hotel throughout it. So it's basically any equipment that is tangible.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that you do truck sales. Do you ever have any customers that have challenges as far as getting finance for your vehicles and equipment?
Well, that's one reason we're looking for the loan, because we do a lot of in-house finance in our house for ourselves.
Okay.
We have for several years.
Okay, because I was just going to say, if there was any challenges there, we do deal with credit tiers A through D, so it could potentially, we could help each other in essence.
Are you used to financing big trucks or not?
Yes, we do that all the time. That's equipment financing is actually the bread and butter for our company. That's how we opened up. Over 16 years ago, we started with the equipment finance. And when that crash hit in 2008, we added on the working capital program, because it seemed like the only way that business owners were able to obtain any capital to grow their business. And so it's that's since taken off, taken a life of its own. It's become very popular, and we've continued to grow because of that.
So your business is about 16 years old, you say?
Yes, exactly. So is there an immediate need as far as bringing on this capital, or is it just you kind of in the preliminary stages and just seeing what could potentially be available for you?
You know, I can live without it. I have for years.
Right.
So then when I got this mailer in the mail, I just following up on it.
Sure. If you would like to see what could be made available to the business, there's no obligation to you. It's pretty painless. Just a one-page application. We would look at
the application.
I'm sorry?
The application came in the mail.
Okay. And we would look at 6 months of bank statements just to verify cash flow for the business. And we would want to look at first two pages of the tax return to verify sales. And if you did have any other loans out or anything like that, we would like to look at that as well, because that would give us the best snapshot of your business possible, that we could make an offer that would be beneficial and not a burden on the business, if that makes sense. I'd be more than happy to shoot you out an email of the requirements, and in your time, if you had a little bit of time, you could get that together and see what we could do for you. We could typically get feedback for you inside of 24 hours.
What do you typically loan the average of the checking account statement for the 6 months?
We usually like to see about $10,000 going in and out per month.
No, but I mean, then if there was $10,000 going in and out a month, then what's the cap on the loan?
It's based off of your sales. So they're going to say, you did $500,000 and everything looks good. There might be an offer there for $60,000-$65,000, but you would take what you want, and the rest could be there for you. And then, it would be built around what you would take as far as the payback terms and all that good stuff. Is there any other questions while I have you on the phone here? I feel like I've been doing all the talking.
No, I appreciate you, you know, letting me know how your company operates.
Yeah.
I don't have any other questions at this time.
Okay.
I just don't think I want to obligate to a six-month loan with a great big payment.
Right, right. Well, you know, I wouldn't say that it would be automatically a six-month loan. Typically, they're closer to a year. And again, it just depends on the situation and, you know, what tier you fit, you kind of squeeze in.
Right.
But if you like...
You return my call.
Absolutely. Can I give you my direct dial, just in case you have any further questions?
Okay.
You can just reach back out to me.
Okay.
You can reach me directly at
858-779-0426.
And my name is Zach, Z-A-C-H.
Z-A-C-H. I'd have had a Z-A-C-K.
No, it's a bit biblical, like Zachary.
Thank you, sir.
No problem, JB. Hey, it was a pleasure to meet you today. And if you do have any further questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call, okay?
Thank you, Zach.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.